All right, so finance. I think we can all agree, sometimes it feels like you need a PhD just to understand what's going on.
It definitely has its own language, that's for sure.
Exactly. And today we're tackling a word that gets thrown around a lot, Shaq, but often not very clearly, speculation. But don't worry, this isn't about some get-rich-quick scheme promise.
No, today's actually about thinking, about a process even.
Right. And what got us thinking about this is this Twitter thread really lays out speculation in a cool way, actually breaks it down into three steps.
Yeah, and what I like is it compares it to learning a language, in this case, the language of the market itself.
Okay, I'm intrigued. So first step is observation, which, like, duh, seems obvious, but the thread's saying it's not just passively watching, right? It's watching the market and leading stocks. Help me out here. What does that even mean if I'm not, glued to the ticker all day?
So, leading stocks, think of them like those friends who always seem to be ahead of the curve. They're usually in sectors that are about to make big moves. Not always right, but they give you a clue about where things are going.
So, like, if a bunch of leading stocks in tech are suddenly through the roof.
Could mean tech in general is about to boom, but the key here is you're not just blindly following, you're looking for patterns, for things that don't quite add up. It's about connecting the dots, figuring out the why behind the what.
So, observation isn't passive, it's almost like detective work. You're actively hunting for clues.
Exactly. It's that aha moment when you spot something that others might miss. That's where things get interesting.
Which leads us to step two, interpretation. Right. The thread calls it calculating the odds, and I'm not going to lie, that sounds a little intimidating.
It sounds a lot scarier than it actually is. Think of it like this. Imagine you're buying, say, a used car. You're not just going to buy the first one you see, are you? You're going to check it out, see how many miles it has, if it's been in any accidents, what other cars like it are going for. You're doing your research.
You're kicking the tires, looking under the hood, making sure you know what you're getting into.
Exactly. And that's what speculation is. It's taking those observations, those market trends, those leading stock movements, and figuring out what they really mean. Investors have tons of tools for this: financial ratios, technical analysis, all sorts of things. But it all boils down to one question: are the odds in your favor?
So, less Wolf of Wall Street, more like the Sherlock Holmes of stocks.
Now you're getting it. It's about informed decisions, not gambling.
And that takes us to the final step action, which in this thread wasn't just about buying or selling, it was about this whole cycle that action kicks off.
And this is where it gets really interesting, because every action you take based on your observations and your interpretation, well, it gives you even more information. It's a feedback loop.
So, even if you're wrong, you learn something.
Exactly. Maybe your analysis was spot on and the market moved just like you thought it would, or maybe it did something totally unexpected. Either way, you've got new data to work with. You refine your understanding, get better at spotting those crucial signals.
See, this is why I love this stuff. This isn't just about finance. This is about learning and adapting in any field. Think about it. A teacher figuring out how to reach their students, a marketer testing a new campaign, heck, even just figuring out what makes your dog tick. It's all about observing, interpreting, acting, then observing again.
Right. This cycle, it's how we get better at pretty much anything. And the real takeaway from that thread, I think, is this: if every field has its own language, what signals is your sending that you might be missing?
Ooh, that's a good one to think about. What can we be paying closer attention to in our work, our relationships, even just in our own heads? Love it. And if this sparked any aha moments for you, we want to hear about it. Hit us up on social media. Let's keep this conversation going.